This is KCUR. During the day, Robert Hingula works as an attorney for a prominent Kansas City law firm. But for the next few weeks, he'll be spending his evenings as Shrek in the White Theater at the Jewish Community Center and at Shawnee Mission's Theater in the Park. KCUR's Steve Walker spoke with the actor off-script about the unusual dual life that he leads.
Robert Hingula got the acting bug doing Grease in high school in El Paso, Texas. It became dormant during all-consuming law school, but then, with a little prodding, that bug resurfaced.
When we came back to Kansas City from New York, where I worked a little bit right after law school, Theater in the Park had auditions, and one of the shows they were doing was Grease. So my wife, being a very supportive person that she is, and she said, you know, you used to love doing this stuff. And I mean, I used to love watching you on stage. It made you alive. Why don't you just go audition and see what happens? And I went and auditioned and got the part of Kinnicky. And really since then, it's just grown and grown and grown. I think, you know, for a while I was doing one show a year, and now I think this year I've done five. So it's an obsession now, I suppose you could say.
How do you balance that, and what does your employer think?
The people that I work at my firm have always been very, very supportive, not only in allowing me to do what I do, but also coming and watching and coming and supporting shows that I've done in various venues. Yeah, well, I admit, are there some late nights? Absolutely. You know, you go in, you work, come into rehearsal, like for Shrek, for example, we rehearse at 6 and we go till 10, and it's not uncommon me to go home and put in another two and a half hours afterwards and then get up the next morning and do, you know, it all over again. But, you know, to me, this is my release. You know, it's coming to rehearsal and being able to do this is really, you know, what gets me going and gets me through the day.
The composer of Shrek, Jeanine Tesori, just won a Tony for Fun Home, and her other scores are always about deep social issues, especially identity. Is there a level of sophistication to Shrek that people might not expect because it, too, is about identity?
I think yes. I think people are going to come in to Shrek and bring their kids because they know the cartoon. This is one of those few shows that kids can come see, but the lyrics are so clever. What this whole thing is, who are you? Are you who people tell you who you are? Or are you who internally what you want to be and you push naysayers aside?
Now, you've played heroes, Jean Valjean for one. You've played villains, Sweeney Todd, the most famous. Where does Shrek fall within that range?
You know, both. But really deep down inside, he's had a tough childhood and it's almost like self-fulfilling prophecy. I've become angry and a miser because everyone says that I'm angry and a miser and I need to live by myself. And through it, he learns friendship and that soft side of him comes out. He has a great song at the end of the first act that talks about if he could choose anything, what he would be. And he talks about these things. I'd be a hero. I'd be a Viking. I would save a princess. But in the middle, he says, but that's not for me.
So what part of the story do you connect with the most?
His identity crisis, because I do feel that sometimes, you know, this idea of two different worlds that are separate, this lawyer world and this arts world. And it's interesting being a part of both, but still looked at interestingly, almost like an outsider at both too.
That was actor Robert Hingula speaking with KCUR's Steve Walker.